This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, and here we go. Going to be talking to Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm just trying to cope and everything. Just trying to cope. And looking at ShootingNewsWeekly.com, let's lead off with the whole the bump stock is finally going to get its day in court. What do we know about this?
Well, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. Michael Cargill, who owns Central Texas Gunworks here in Austin, Texas, pressed his lawsuit, pressed it hard. He lost early, and then the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals agreed with him that it was ludicrous overreach for the ATF to unilaterally reclassify bump stocks as machine guns after they had allowed their sale for something like 8 or 9 years. But that, of course, all happened at the direction of President Trump after the
Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, exactly. The Las Vegas shooting. And there's at least an arguable, charitable explanation as to why they did that. But whether or not, whatever the reason behind it, any reading of the law and the definition of a machine gun as written by Congress doesn't cover a bump stock or what it does.
Right.
So the Fifth Circuit upheld it, and bump stocks are now legal in the Fifth Circuit, which is Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas.
Right.
Well, the Biden Department of Justice couldn't abide that, so they moved for cert with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court took the case, and arguments will be heard tomorrow. And it's very interesting because it goes to the ability of executive branch regulatory agencies, three-letter agencies, to interpret and, in effect, write laws along the same lines as Chevron deference. And an earlier case that the Supreme Court heard a month or so ago. So this may be yet another chance for the Supreme Court to take a bite out of Chevron and slap down the ATF and, by extension, other regulatory agencies in the executive branch who try to make law on their own unilaterally.
Well, I mean, the whole so I look at the bump stock, and I just look at the bump stock as enhanced semi-automatic fire.
Cause that's exactly what it is.
It is a very clumsy way to get rapid fire. And I've seen some guys that can actually pull the trigger faster than the bump stock can help them pull the trigger. And there's so many stories that comes out about how it converts a semi-automatic gun to a fully automatic machine gun and all this other nonsense, which is absolute tripe as far as all that stuff goes. And when they reimagined that it was instead of an accessory, that it was a machine gun, I kind of thought that was a little troubling. But maybe the next time Trump won't be listening to the NRA, maybe.
Right. And, well, I mentioned that there might be a charitable interpretation of this. And if you look back at the time after the shooting, there was a significant movement in Congress to outlaw bump stocks.
Right.
That was well within Congress's right to do that. That could have been challenged, too. But they certainly could have done that. And Dianne Feinstein at the time said the ATF cannot just reclassify this as a bump stock as machine guns. We have to do that legislatively. And a lot of people thought that there were the votes there, bipartisan votes there to do exactly that. So again, the charitable interpretation here was that Trump and the NRA looked at this and said, look, if we don't do something, They're gonna sign a law. They're gonna pass legislation that's gonna outlaw it. You can veto it, but it may very well not even stand up to the veto. Better to do this, which of course will be challenged in the courts and probably won't stand up, than to allow Congress to pass a law that outlaws bump stocks. And that's a terrible example for what they can do to outlaw pretty much any firearm accessory they want to.
Sure. Now, do we believe that's what happened?
I think there's at least a 50-50 chance that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe even greater.
You know, I saw a lot of people, and I don't mean to, I saw a lot of gun reviewers that decided to be analysts. They got out there and said, that's not what happened. This is not 4D, 3D chess or anything. He's this. Mm-hmm. And this was their moment where they got on and said, I told you Trump was not Trump. Yeah. And I don't know. I just sat back for a minute and I was like, you know, I've been playing this game a long time. I don't know how it is that you jump in and you just see this in such a different way than I do. After you have been so apolitical, and what I see you describe, that seems a little more realistic, because it's actually built. It's the same way when they'd had the weapons ban. They left a back door in place to where that this would sunset or something would happen that could take it down.
Correct. Yeah, I just think the calculation was they have a better chance of this being struck down in the courts than they did of repealing the law if it was passed and possibly in a veto overridden in Congress. If even Trump would have vetoed it, he may have made the calculation that he couldn't veto it politically. I don't know. Fortunately, it never came to that.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess we'll see where this goes. Now, could this possibly throw up on the entirety of the NFA?
I'm sorry. So, could this? No, I don't believe so, because I don't think the way that the rule was written or the way the case challenges what the ATF has done
right
attack the NFA itself in any meaningful way. Right. I'm no attorney, but I don't believe that's the case.
It'd be interesting. I'm ready to see the NFA get sort of just thrown away, just because I'd like to have a suppressor one day. But
Give it time.
This article, by the way, this is on the front page of Shooting News Weekly. It was published on the 27th of February. The title is SCOTUS Will Hear Arguments in Case Challenging Trump's Bump Stock Ban Tomorrow. And Shooting News Weekly, they have gone from a dead, from nothing, from a just sitting there and just being an idea on the 4th of January to what they are now, which is a very, very high, seems to be a high traffic website just because of all the articles and the prolific nature of it all. But ShootingNewsWeekly.com, talking to Dan Zimmerman from said website, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Blanks Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to AceFirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Let's look at the Biden export pause, because like everything, especially everything that comes out of politics, there's always some sort of an unintended consequence. And what are we seeing with this unnecessary pause? I mean, I never figured out why this was an idea to begin with, unless it's just, I'll do anything to slow down the sale of one gun.
Well, that's pretty much it. And there's very little here that's unintended, I believe, anyway. The Biden administration has made no bones about their antipathy toward the gun industry. They came into office calling gun makers the enemy. And after a slow start, they have done everything they can think of, and that's within their power, and some that's arguably not within their power, to harm gun makers, the people who own guns, make gun ownership more difficult, more expensive, anywhere they can. And the latest was their announcement at the end of October that they were going to pause the export of small arms while they examined the human rights effects of these kinds of sales for 90 days. That, of course, was much longer. It was longer than 90 days ago. I think we're past 120 days now since then, and nothing, of course, has changed. And as I said, the very much intended consequence was that means that they're squeezing American gun makers and reducing their sales to countries overseas. Now, the Biden administration's the fig leaf under which they said that they were going to do this was, you know, to review the human rights and social justice implications of these sales and all that. But of course, we have laws for these things. All of these international sales are reviewed and approved by both Commerce and State, I believe. So if for some reason some gun company wanted to sell to, I don't know, Venezuela or some human rights violating country, those sales can be stopped. So we've already got plenty of safeguards in place to do what the Biden administration claims this pause was designed to do. It's all a lie. And they just wanted, it was in a sop to their supporters in the gun control industry. And now, of course, the intended consequences are happening. Namely, Israel, who finds itself in need of small arms, had ordered as many as 20,000 rifles, I think for military use and for civilian use. Those have been held up by the Biden administration. So they decided, to hell with it. We're going to have to do this ourselves. So they're gearing up and buying these from Tavor, an Israeli company that builds rifles. I don't know who they had intended to buy rifles from in the U.S., but that's jobs and profits impacted here in the U.S. By the Biden administration on the altar of gun control and their hatred for the Second Amendment and companies that build firearms.
How much of this was any of this in force during October the 7th?
No, this order, I think, all came as a result of October 7th.
Okay.
And came afterwards. The Israelis have handed out guns to reduce the hurdles and ease the laws on firearm ownership. Very late, obviously, but they're trying to make it much easier for citizens to own guns there for obvious reasons. They're worried about further attack. Fortunately, that hasn't happened yet. They want more of their citizens to be armed, and have the ability to defend themselves.
Well, whenever I see Biden doing stuff, it's hard for me to sit back and say that there's any real reason for him to do it, and especially with the gun thing. It's almost like he would do anything. I mean, they've got their little Office of Gun Violence Prevention, which is you know.
Yeah, it's the Ministry of Gun Control.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And there is a there's a very good reason for what they did. It was to placate the gun control industry because the civilian disarmament lobby in this country have been solid supporters of Biden and Harris, and they continue to be, and they want and Biden and whoever is actually running things in his administration used to be Susan Rice, and now it is that Office of Gun Violence Prevention, quote unquote.
Right.
They want to do everything they can to harm, as I said, gun makers, the people who buy guns, people who own guns, and to limit gun rights any way possible.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how much of this is actually causing issues. Where did they stop gun sales? Just worldwide?
Yes, any export.
Any
export was paused. Basically, if you're a U.S. based gun maker, you're not selling to anybody outside the country.
Well, they should be so proud. Solving
nothing. I'm sure they are.
Solving nothing. All this other stuff. Now, this article, let me go back to it because I just jumped to the next one. But this article is SCOTUS, well, no, that's not it. It's Biden export pause affect ally in need looks elsewhere for small arms. This was published on the 26th. Lots of articles published on the same day. So, I mean, you know. And from a dead start, from January 4th to where they are now, quite the archive already of stories. Shooting News Weekly has gone beyond where, I mean, very humble beginnings. I'm very pleased that this is working out this way. And we're going to get Jim Shepherd on here from time to time, who is also one of the players there. So we're going to be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer stated Wednesday on the Senate floor that lawmakers are very close to reaching an agreement to fund the government and prevent a shutdown by the end of the week.
I'm hopeful that soon we will have an agreement for keeping the government open beyond Friday's deadline.
This follows discussions between Schumer, other congressional leaders, and President Biden. Congress doesn't take action. Parts of the government will face a shutdown starting Friday night. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership. At 82 years old, McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which ends in 2027. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 60 counties due to a wildfire in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has consumed 500,000 acres. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from ShootingNewsWeekly.com. Let's talk about this article. This is by Paul Markle. Now, Paul comes on this show on a regular basis once a week. And this one, you know, he's looking at something that happened rather recently. And he starts out by talking about the crash of the AT&T services last Thursday. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is actually the second time we've written about the effects of that. You know, that kind of thing should be a wake-up call because, according to reports, the AT&T problem only affected 75,000 people or 75,000 of their customers. That's a tiny fraction of the number of AT&T customers in the country. But it made national news and screwed up some service and made some people's lives difficult. And that was just an outage that lasted just a few hours,
right?
Reportedly due to some bad code entered during an upgrade or something like that. So he looked at that, and thought, you know, it was an object lesson in what the average person should think about and be prepared to act on, especially given the fact that he looks at Biden's open border policy and the 8+ million people, many of whom are military-age males, single males, who have come in the last 3 years. And then he read an article by a man named Steven Zemanski, who wrote an article called War Gaming the Apocalypse.
Right.
And Paul wrote that all of this should be a wake-up call to a lot of people. in terms of the likelihood of a malicious attack. You know, the AT&T thing was supposedly not a malicious attack, but it could easily have been so. It wouldn't be hard for somebody to do that kind of a thing. And if they did that, how long would service be down? And how do you, and given the number and the source of the people that have come across our border in the last 3 years, what is the likelihood of attacks here in the continental U.S.? How high is that likelihood? And he seems to think they're very high. And he's just laid out four aspects of all of that that's important. First, of course, is acceptance, realizing that we have a problem. You know, not only have all those people come across the border, and some of those may very well have ill intent toward us, and who knows what kind of capabilities, but we've also got, you know, $34 trillion in debt, and we're funding or trying to fund a couple of proxy wars in different parts around the world. So there are a variety of problems, serious problems facing this country. You then need to look at what that means for you in terms of your needs in order to prepare and be ready for some sort of an emergency. A lot of people have stores on hand and handle, you know, a hurricane, a tornado, some sort of natural disaster. But if there's something, God forbid, like a 9/11 attack or something worse, something more national than the 9/11 type attack, how, you know, what's going to happen? Well, people are going to storm the grocery stores and buy everything there, because most people don't prepare. They don't keep a week's worth, let alone a month's worth of supplies on hand. So you have to have basic stores of food, water, medicine on hand, that kind of thing. And then, of course, you need protection. You need to be able to protect yourself and your family in case things start to go south, either from bad actors out to harm America and people who live here, or from your neighbors who may not be as prepared as you are and want to take whatever you have. And then you need to have the proper mindset in order to get through something like that in the best possible fashion, meaning training, thinking through these scenarios, practicing, knowing that you can handle yourself with a firearm, knowing that you can deal with problems in and around your home. In short, it's just a really good sort of primer on preparedness. And whatever the reason, even if you don't think that we're anywhere close to societal collapse in this country, and I certainly hope that we're not, there's all kinds of reasons why it's important to be prepared for these kinds of things. Like I said, if you live in Florida, how many times are you hit by hurricanes? If you live in, you know, not too many years ago, Houston was hit, and we had all kinds of problems. We certainly don't have to remind people about Katrina. There are all kinds of natural disasters that can happen. Above and beyond what could happen in terms of man-made crises.
Well, I mean, one thing I've always said, one thing that preppers understand more than anybody else, they understand one thing about humanity today: we sure are addicted to electronics, aren't we?
Well, that's true. We absolutely are. You know, people freak out if they, excuse me, can't use their phone for an hour, let alone a day, or even half a day, like some AT&T customers found out. If you have a teenager, probably the worst punishment if the kid steps out of line is to confiscate his phone for a day or a week or something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah, exactly. So there are ways to, you know, you can prepare for that kind of thing. If the cell network goes down, there are landlines, obviously. If you remember what those are, they still have them.
Yeah.
You can still get one. So
you can't find one of those now.
You can have them done. You can have them installed, but a lot of those are, even those are internet enabled.
Right.
Unless your house, you know, unless your house is old enough to have copper wires still running to it.
Well, I would imagine that would be something they could do, but I mean, I don't think they even offer the technology to do it nowadays.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, don't know about that.
Maybe the business side of it anyway, but one way or the other, it's a dead, unfortunately, a dead technology. We should try to figure out a way to bring that back. This is a very good article by Paul. This got put up on the 26th as well. It's called Wargaming the Apocalypse, Four Steps for Being Ready for the SHTF. You do well to heed his advice. But, like everything else, Shooting News Weekly, when Dan got that fired up, all the writers that are written for Dan, they naturally flocked to him, so not surprising that Paul is there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman from Shooting News Weekly. I did that the whole way through without making a mistake. Dan, did you see that?
Congratulations. Yeah. That was very nicely done.
That's only been since January. I've been trying to make that happen. Since early
January. Old habits die hard.
60 days. Almost 60 days it's taken me to get it past that. So the other day, Dan, I just for on a whimsy, you know, Dean Weingarten does this. He's done this database on bear attacks that have been stopped with handguns.
Yes.
And I find that very entertaining. Whenever he does a new entry into that, I get him to talk about that when he comes on the show. And yes, well, a couple of weekends ago, I decided to take out two guns that we mentioned more than once whenever we're talking about it, when we're talking about pistols, which would be a 44 Magnum and a 10 millimeter. And I wanted to compare those two. And those are two really weird guns to compare because the 44 Magnum was a Ruger Super Black, is a Super Blackhawk 5.5-inch barrel. Single action.
Mm-hmm.
Single action gun. Lovely gun. I love the gun. The 10 millimeter is the Poly 80 variant of the Glock 20.
Okay.
Now, right off the get-go, you know, just looking at it, just thinking about, okay, which is the most versatile of those two? It's going to be the Glock 20.
Sure.
Hands down, it's going to be the Glock 20. But, I mean, the 44, it still has its place, and I think, possibly even among some of the bigger bears, the Browns, the Kodiaks, the Grizzlies, you might want to go with that anyway. Or you might want to carry both of them. I don't know. But in any event, I looked at the 10 millimeters, a very versatile gun. And then this past Tuesday, 2 weeks ago, right after I did that video, 2 days later, here locally, I've recently gotten back into playing vinyl records again. But to do that, I had to go get some vinyl record playing things and some vinyl records themselves. And I went to
You're
this.
Such a hipster.
It's not. Well, you know, this is just me making it full circle, right?
That's exactly right.
That, you know, this is what was in place when I was a kid.
Me too.
And nowadays, with the turntables and everything, with the way they clean the records and the fact that the records are heavier grade vinyl, they sound really, really good.
I'm sure they do.
The other thing is this. I've been reading these things where how the World Economic Forum gets out there and says, you're going to own nothing and like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about the digital music. And that's exactly what they're talking about. Because when I'm dead, nobody's going to have that digital music. That goes to nobody. It just dies. I've been paying Apple a stipend to listen to the music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People doing the same thing with Amazon and video and that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Yeah. So to that end, I decided, okay, I'm going to own some things anyway. So I started, it wasn't about me wanting to be a hipster. If I wanted to do that, I would get some Pabst Blue Ribbon. That put me in the hipster category. But then 2 days later, so I buy the record player first. The whole thing behind this, the whole impetus was Paul Markle sends me this picture of him listening to a Led Zeppelin album. And I called him. I said, "Does that sound good? Is that any? Does that sound?" Oh, Freddie, listen, this stuff is so good and everything. So I decided I would, I'd give it a shot. You know, whatever. And so I did. But I bought a record player versus buying a turntable. So I take the record player back to Second and Charles on a Saturday. The following Tuesday, a young 30-year-old Ute who's obviously having some sort of an issue, either drugs or a mental breakdown. He goes in there with an 8-inch piece of broken glass and starts mass stabbing people.
Really?
Yeah. And, as I'm thinking about this and all this other stuff, I keep thinking about, is it the Tueller drill, the 21-foot rule, where if they're that close and I'm holstered, they're probably going to get up on me and stab me a couple of times. I figure that probably hurts.
I imagine it does.
Yeah. So, I carry either a Glock 17 or a Glock 45. And sometimes if I'm wearing very, very lightweight clothing, I might carry the 19. Or if it's really, if I'm really trying to hide it, maybe the 43. And that I got to thinking about this. I'm all about carrying the biggest gun I can carry and conceal just to have the stopping power. And for handguns are stopping power wise, they're weak. They're weak anyway.
They are.
But one thing I noticed when I was shooting the 10, which the 10 had been sitting in the safe for the longest time, and I just hadn't taken it out and shot it, and I started thinking, if I had the right holster, I could carry this gun. So then I thought, and one of the things I'm going to do once, right now, my gun is with the guy who built it, Roger Ward of Ace Firearms built it, and he's putting a red dot on it for me and making me a good concealment holster for it. When I get that back, I'm going to try to figure out what it would do, what the real world, and I have no idea how I'm going to do it. Although I have one listener here locally who's done a study on kinetic impact of rounds, and I might enlist his aid on this and see if I'm correct in thinking that two rounds of 10 millimeter are going to be very different in stopping power than two rounds of 9. But that jury's still out. Don't know yet. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm a big believer in physics, and bigger and heavier generally does more damage than smaller and lighter.
Right.
And a 10-millimeter round is going to be bigger and heavier. Now, it's probably going to travel a little slower, so that's going to even things up a little bit. And you're right when you say that handgun stopping power issues, they're not – all handguns have less stopping power than people think. Too many people watch TV – and they watch movies and they see people get blown off their feet with one round, one or two rounds to the chest. That doesn't happen.
Right.
Typically, unless you're going to hit somebody, in the brain box or the spinal column, they're not going to go straight down.
Do you think pelvic shots
do in the movies? From what I understand, sometimes they do, but trying to hit that, when the adrenaline's pumping and maybe they're coming at you with an 8-inch piece of glass,
right.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's why they teach you to shoot center mass. That's the most effective thing to do when time is short and your life is on the line.
Right. Do you think I'm overreacting to this?
I don't think anybody overreacts. I think you should carry whatever you're comfortable with. And if you are comfortable with carrying a 10 millimeter and how many rounds is that?
15.
Polymer 80 carry? That's a pretty good complement of 10 millimeter.
Yeah.
That's a lot of rounds. A lot of a good size round that should do you pretty well. And if you can even carry an extra magazine on top of that, 30 rounds of 10 millimeter, you're pretty well fixed with something like that.
That's my hope. That's
my hope.
But I mean, when I get now, the thing is, and here's the issue, I'm not going to be able to get as many repetitions in with the 10 millimeter as I can with the 9, just simply because I can't afford it. I do have
expensive.
I do have. I'm going to trade some 9 millimeter for some 10, but I mean, I'm trading 500 for 350 10 millimeter. Which should this should help me? That should be enough to dial it in, I would think.
Oh, that's more than enough to dial it in. Absolutely. But let us know how that goes, and I'd love to hear how you plan on evaluating the 10 millimeter versus the 44.
Yeah. Well, now the 10 millimeter versus the 44, I think either one of those. If you're going out in the woods and if you only have one of them and one's one or the other, I think you're fine. I think in terms of versatility, I think probably the 10 millimeter is probably more versatile in that it's faster to reload and everything else. But if I only had the 44 and I was going out into big bear country, I wouldn't be nearly as nervous as if I didn't have it. So, but I'll send you a link to the video if you want to watch that. So.
I would love, very much like to see
it. I don't mind that at all. This is Shooting News Weekly is the absolute. Absolute place to go now if you're trying to keep up with gun culture, very prolific and everything else. It has taken the place of something that I thought was the standard, and it has replaced it quite easily. Of course, that probably has a lot to do with the fact who is the editor there. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.